excellent idea. Hope it does very well for you. I would never negative jump on somebody's stuff. I would kind of move, like, doesn't fit me, doesn't propel me forward to my vision. So I'd walk along, and Jimmy would say, hey, I hear you're going to be successful in real estate. I'm already successful in real estate. Why don't I mentor you for a little bit? Or why don't I introduce you to a bunch of people who are doing the same thing? We'll move forward. Jim puts his arm around me and throws me forward. And now I've got this extra little push. I'm moving along. And then Andreas says to me, hey, I got this thing. I go, Andreas, great. You're going to do very well at that. Not for me right now. Whew. Russell, then I run into Russell and propels me forward. That all came, and the speed of it, I could not believe how quickly life changed after I had that filter designed. That was because now I was programmed for the mind. I was programmed for taking action. So now the money started to come. So only once I got that foundation built, how am I doing for time, Ken? I can't read the watch. And it's covered with papers. Oh, great. Okay, it's attempting to reach the top in a single leap that so much misery has produced in this world. Ladies and gentlemen, long-term wealth, wealth and freedom is not created overnight, generally, unless you're really lucky and you just happen to fall into a pit of money. It takes some time. Real long-term generational wealth takes some time. It's time to stop leaping and trying to get there every time, because what was that saying? Long-term wealth is a journey into the gully and back up to the wealth, because you can never take two long leaps over the gully, if you know what I mean. There's nowhere to land halfway. And if you're constantly jumping into trying to get there in one leap, you keep crashing on the ground, you kind of go, oh, it's not working for me. It's not working for me. So let's go. Mine was always obviously about, as you read mine, is helping others. I love that. It's instilled from me from my mom. My mom, who still phones all 1,200 RAIN members every single month to say, oh, by the way, the RAIN meeting's on Thursday. She loves it. In the beginning, I was using real estate to create money, right? Flipping properties, really focusing on the big cash flow, etc. I was doing that. I also still had the J-O-B, which is important. Income is important. You have to eat. You have to eat. Only projects I looked at, though, now got me towards my vision. I wasn't as distracted anymore. My mind was now programmed a little bit better and a little bit more focused on getting to Jason. Jason, you're my goal, brother. That's it. Focus on results. That's what I did. I started to ignore lots of these other opportunities. And what's cool about that is I started to have more what? Success. But the other one was, what the thing that we all look for, free time. Because I wasn't wasting my time learning a whole new system and learning that, blah, 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 blah. I was just modeling people who were already successful and going in the same way that I was going. I became much more patient and much more focused. Much more patient. And that's where long-term wealth comes from. Patience. We all want to get rich tomorrow. No, that's not true. I can't speak for all of you. A lot of people want to get rich tomorrow. But I bet you, let's ask this question. If you got $1 million handed to you today, if you got $1 million handed to you today, who would still do what they're doing in their job? Yep, generally it's about 10%. It's not about throwing my job away. It's about moving forward and being successful. So after Mind, Money, Wealth, you start to attract it because you've now put it out that that's what you want. I started to look for reasons to make things happen. Before, I was always looking for excuses not to. Oh, that'll never work. I started to cut out the negative people and the serial distractors. We all know them. Started to cut them out. I found others who were successful, then just modeled their actions. I'm going, wait, this is way easier than creating my own stuff. This is way, way easier than I'm a lone wolf, must create my own investing system. And just about staying up 72 hours a day, which is next to impossible when there's only 24 hours. See, the humor doesn't work all the time. I have to change my vision. And I found a way to surround myself with like-minded, success-oriented people. There are lots of them in here who have a similar goal to you. But being a lone wolf is fun. But it's a lot more fun hanging out with people who are going in the same direction as you, because they can help you and you can help them. Mind, Money, and Wealth provided me this foundation, that whole thing. Proven systems. So, are you willing to do what it takes to cash in on your mind, money, and wealth as I did? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. So how do you maximize? Today, start with a new outlook. June 1992 was my new outlook. And it's changed. It physically changed me. I used to be 6'4", 220. 12 years later, an overnight success. Right? I get emails. You were so lucky. You invested in the right place at the right time. Yeah, that's the point of it. So the cool thing is about this is that a lot of us have these 20-year goals. I've never had, I want to have a book published. I never had a book published. John Wiley, the big business book publisher, came to me, said, we've investigated a lot of real estate, what was the word they used? Trainers, I think it was the word. And we can't find any red flags on you, so we'd like you to write the books for our real estate arm. I'm going, write a book? Oh, what a pain. Because honest to goodness, you don't make any money writing a book. $1.46. Woohoo! So I said, wait a second. Let's write this book just for fun, because I love to challenge myself. And Russ says, there are enough challenges in the world. Don't keep creating more for yourself. I love to find the challenges and do them and achieve. And this was a challenge. I was blessed that Les Hewitt, the author of The Power of Focus, did the foreword on it. And that was a real blessing. But what it was is a combination of watching the results of the RAIN members, watching what they were achieving. I'm going, wait a minute. How do we dramatically affect more people out there? How do we positively affect more people? Because I went back to my vision, which is hanging in my office wall, by the way. It still has the date on it, June 1992. And I thought, let's write this book. So I went through this. It took a year. And yesterday, it was the first time I've ever seen it. So it was a big, big day for me. And the other side, just a sec, and the other one was Lucas, the guy who does the marketing for Wiley, phoned up and says, you know what? This is the best. John Wiley's been around 100 years. Amazon has not. This is the best pre-sale book, nonfiction book ever on Amazon.ca. I'm going. That was kind of fun. But it was an overnight success. Sitting where Bonnie was. Oh, now she's leaving. Yeah. I got a seat up here. But look at this. Just for fun, we're kicking Trump's butt. Yeah. But it was kind of fun. And now it's a competition, and now it's just kind of fun, you know? But it's out there, and it's going to make a difference. But I thought, wait a minute, we're not making any money on the book anyway. Why don't we talk the publisher into giving some of their proceeds, and I will match them with my proceeds and give back to the community, because that's what wealth is about. So we're donating, I can't remember the exact percentage, but a lot of the proceeds to Habitat for Humanity on every book that's sold, because it fits our vision. Wonderful organization. Thank you. It's a wonderful organization, but that's what happens. When you have a clear vision and a personal belief that is driving you and is compelling, and that's the key word, something that resonates inside, it's not full of baloney and hype and get rich quick, I need $1 million tomorrow. $1 million is not coming to you tomorrow. Nor is it coming to you in the next 12 months. I'm sorry to burst that bubble. But in the next 18 months, the next couple of years, It has great potential to do that. Then the wealth comes where you start to be able to give back, and things just start to happen. And that's the wealth part, right? Without the foundation called mind, without it, you'll never get to the wealth, without being ready for it. It has to. Whatever it is that you're going to do in your wealth world and creating and holding wealth, whatever you do there has to fit your personal beliefs, because if it doesn't, you keep running into the brick, right? Right into the brick wall constantly. With a nose like that, I better do it this way. Yeah. Long-term wealth comes from the money. You create money, you take that money, then you make wealth with it. Making cash flow and making break-even properties or making your business make $100,000 a year, that ain't wealth. That's not wealth. That's making money. It's what you do with the money that creates the wealth. Now, you know, the wealthy use real estate. See, I couldn't avoid real estate totally. The wealthy use real estate as a key tool to not only build wealth, like I do, but also to control your wealth. To put it in, if you're following a system like the Quick Start system or any of those kind of systems that work, that focus on fundamentals, not hype and baloney, that's how you start to control your wealth. You put your money in, you take it out when the time tells you. You put your money in, you take it out when the time tells you. 91% of wealthy Canadians have significant real estate holdings. I think it was McLean Magazine that did a massive survey across the country of the wealthy. 91%. Real estate has to be a part of the wealth if you want to be wealthy. If you don't want to be wealthy, then and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to be wealthy, model what the wealthy do. If you want to be wealthy, model what the wealthy do. Because by then, you're creating capital. You're giving back to community. You have more free time. All those things. And it all goes right back to transformer number one that Jesse's going to walk you through. You have to have the mindset of creating wealth, getting there, and allowing yourself to do it, and not looking for baloney excuses. Because there's enough excuses to not do stuff out there. And there are enough people who tell you the excuses. Even if you don't have one, somebody outside, your neighbor, as you're leaning across the fence, will tell you an excuse that you don't have to do it. And it's safe and easy. Excuses are the chicken way out. They're creating money in their business. The wealthy create money in their real estate in their business, and then they take that money and they stick it into something that will control the wealth and preserve the wealth so that the next generation can ride the wealth. Or you can, as one book says, spend your last dollar on your dying day, whatever you want to do. I don't recommend that because you can give back to community a lot better than that, than going on 15 world cruises. But they're building long-term wealth with their money in real estate. Wealth is two things. It's both money, assets, but it's also societal. How do you give back when you have the wealth? You have to have the mindset now with your personal beliefs. Say, for instance, you're standing here, and Jason is your personal beliefs. Ladies, he's taken. So he can't be your personal beliefs. But say, for instance, you're going there and you have to design now what you want to do to give back to society as part of your personal beliefs. Start thinking now that what I'm doing is I'm changing my life. I'm changing the life of my family. I'm changing the life of grandkids I don't even have yet. And I'm going to change society. So every decision I make now comes from that position. Yes or no? Distracting, no distracting. Is it going to get me closer to giving back or farther away? Exactly. That's what I do. That was a rhetorical question, but thank you. RAIN members, you don't know this yet, but you guys just passed 10,600 properties that you've bought. Give yourself a hand. Even better, talk about focus, even better, look at this number. It's very close to this. 981,505,000 dollars worth of property that you guys have bought. as members because of the focus and because of you're propelling each other along. And I want to congratulate you on that. I wasn't going to put it in here. I was going to talk about it tomorrow. But you know what? I'm damn proud of that. And every single one of you should be. Even if you've bought one property or no properties and you're just starting on the path, you know you've got a proven pathway. And that's real cool. So that's success. I should have taken a 10% commission on all those, shouldn't I? But that wouldn't have fit my dream, would it? So everyone in this room, let's all commit to doing whatever it takes. Grab control. Change your actions to change your results. Because from the foundation of mind will come money. And from the money, if you do it right and you follow some sort of system, will come the wealth. How do I know? Because it happened to me starting in 1992. How do I take advantage of this? What do you want? You personally want? Make a goal of it. Be selfish. Brainstorm what wealth means to you, not what it means societal or what Globe and Mail tells you wealth should be. What does it mean to you? To me, it means giving back to community, having time with my friends and my family, golfing a lot. That's what wealth means. Having the freedom to do whatever it is I want. And choose carefully who you want to hang out with. Because there are enough dream stealers in our life. There are enough excuse makers. There are enough distractors. I call them serial distractors. It's what they do. They don't know it, but it's what they do. It's about you. You're looking for the one idea, as Mark said. Mark, and you were sitting in the front. There's a reason. You're looking for the one idea. It's about you and how you are going to make and create generational wealth. Look for ways it applies to you. These are the four phases, a part of my confession that I went through. Number one, I was chasing many rabbits. Many of us in this room are doing that. I want to do that. Because it's exciting. It's new. It's fun. Then, phase two, it's where I created my vision, created that. And remember, I had no idea how that was going to ever be manifested. I had no idea. I was thinking I'd put it in a binder and go home, go back to work, hawk some more bolts, a couple of wings, you know, good times. Look for the next seminar to go to. Phase three was I was finding a way to make the vision come true. Part of it was on purpose, and others, would, because now I was clear where I was going, I was starting to attract the people who would put their arm around me and propel me forward. I looked for ways to make it come true, and phase four was I just stayed focused. And I'm telling you, The Simpsons is a good distraction. And I'm not saying that Simpsons is bad. I love The Simpsons. I think I own almost all the DVDs. Because you know what? There's a lesson in The Simpsons. No matter what mess they go through, at the end, the family is all still together. And that's pretty cool, despite Bart. There are four phases, and now I'm focused on how do I help more people and how do I give back more to society. And that's what I do. That is my one focus. That is my focus and my lovely wife Connie's focus. So mind, money, and wealth. Setting your foundation of your mind, doing something different for different results.
Thank you for listening to this special presentation. The Real Estate Investment Network is an exclusive membership program which is dedicated to providing its members with the cutting-edge research on the Canadian real estate marketplace. From networking with other active investors to having direct access to leading-edge experts and exclusive research, it is simply the most complete program of its kind anywhere in North America. For more information on how you can become a part of this exclusive group of real estate investors, you can call toll-free at 1-888-824-7346 and Deb or Sonia will personally help you out. Or you can visit our website at www.realestateinvestinginCanada.com.